The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 27th. Today's word is fester, spelled F-E-S-T-E-R. Fester is a verb that means to generate pus. It can also mean to putrefy or rot, or to cause increasing poisoning, irritation, or bitterness, to rankle. Fester also means to undergo or exist in a state of progressive deterioration. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick. For more than a generation, instead of forging a path to reconciliation, we have allowed the wounds the war inflicted on our nation, our politics, and our families to fester. The word fester entered English in the 14th century. It was used as we now use the word fistula for an abnormal passage leading from an abscess or hollow organ and permitting passage of fluids or secretions. It was also applied as a word for a sore that discharges pus. The connection between fester and fistula is no accident. Both descend from the Latin word fistula, which has the same meaning as the English word fistula, but can also mean pipe or tube or a kind of ulcer. Fester made the trip from Latin to English by way of Anglo-French. The word's use as a verb, meaning to generate pus, has also developed extended senses implying a worsening state. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.